So, staff, how's it feel tonight, the Manchesterer?
Very, very special feeling. I think we made it hard for ourselves at times tonight, but I think the boys stuck together and worked really hard, and in the end we've done enough to get through the next round.
You've done something that many great teams haven't done. Do you think it'll sink in?
I don't think it's really hit us what we've achieved now, tonight. We just come here the night and we knew we had to win a game of football, and thankfully we done that. I thought we were well organised. We worked really hard in the middle of the pitch, and Shane Lavery up front really thought set the tone for us all, give us all confidence, really, really unsettled them from the back. And I think when they were unsettled at the back, it went through the whole of their team and they were nervous. And we were lucky then to take our opportunities when they come in the game.
And we made a great start on the night, and you provided it. What a header.
Yeah, it was. It's something that I feel that I haven't been doing enough of lately. Obviously, I was out for the most of last season watching with the boys playing that well, and I found it difficult the first few games of the season to get my timing right, my timing and my runs. I just felt as if last season I've missed the season of my career, basically. So it took me a wee while to get back into the swing of things and the timing of my runs and the timing of my header, and thankfully tonight one just landed right in my head, and it was a great ball by Kirk Miller as usual, and just had to get my head on, and once we got our head on, I knew it was in.
And as you say, when you're coming in, it's not easy, so no. The boy beside you then deserves a bit of credit.
That's it. Like, McGibbs has been brilliant since he's come back from injury, from pre-season right through there. He just picked up a wee niggle as well when he was just about to, just when we were finished our camp and all there, he just picked up a wee niggle and it kept him out for a couple of weeks, but he's back. And he's played, that's his third game in a row there, and you can see the quality he has. He's a gifted player, he's a gifted footballer, and hopefully he can stay fit for us and he'll be a big addition for us.
And for whatever reason, them going down to 10 men seemed to sort of boost them.
It did, like that's always the way in games of football, like, you know, it's caution to the wind then, you know, they've nothing to lose, and they kept the same shape, they just went three at the back, and they kept all the bodies forward, and you can see the size of them, they're a big, big physical team. They were taking long throw-ins, they were like any free kick in that half at all, there were a lot of bodies coming forward from the back, and they caused us problems, as you've seen tonight. But thankfully we just did enough. We did enough at the back to keep them out to get us through the next round.
In the end, it was probably the brave attacking subs that paid off.
Well, that was it. Like, you know, the manager had to replace the tired legs, and he could have quite easily went defensive, but you know the space was always out wide on the pitch, and you know that's why he brought on Joel Cooper and Jordan Stewart to get them on the ball. You know, because sometimes attack is the best form of defence, of course, and we got those lads involved in the game, and as you've seen, Joel set up Clarkie for a tap in the back post.
And you'll want to enjoy this one, but we can start a dream camp with.
Yeah, well, it's a massive game of football now next week, but first of all, we have a game against Coleraine Saturday at home here at Windsor, so we'll focus on that first, and then next week we'll look after itself.
And what an atmosphere tonight.
Personally, I want to thank the supporters, each and every one of them, for coming out tonight. That there was the best atmosphere probably I've ever played in at Windsor Park. It really was something special tonight, and I never thought at the end of last season whether I was even going to be playing for Linfield, never mind playing for Linfield in a game like that there. So I just want to thank them, and I feel very humbled and lucky to be out in the pitch tonight.
And we've won many leagues and cups over the years, but this is a bit different, isn't it?
There was a special air and you know the night. It felt magical the night to be out there, and the atmosphere, and everybody was just backing us to the hilt, and we needed them in the end. We really did need the supporters to get us over the line, and I want to thank them for that.
And further down the line, this will probably be an idea to look back on that.
It will indeed. Like, as I say, I didn't think I would ever play in games like this for Linfield Football Club, and especially not this season, when I thought, you know, my career probably was over at the end of last season, and I decided to stay, and I just can't believe it. I've played now in a lot of the European football this season, and I feel very humbled and privileged to have done so.
And just finally, it was ultimately a great run in the league last season. It's led us here, and we've got to somehow try and do that again, try and balance both, and we've got to regroup now and want to go again.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. Do you mean like it's like we have the squad now to do that. We have the temperament in the squad. We've got the balance in the squad to do that. Like, the team will change for Saturday. Manager freshen it up. and Coleraine will be coming here thinking that they're going to beat us, so we're going to be ready for them, and there'll be a few changes to freshen things up, and let's see if we can get the job done.
Congratulations, Steph.
Come on, Jimmy, thank you.